With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. A second shooting is reported to police this week. Details from Radio K-Man Shanda Gallego.
Shortly before 12:45 a.m. on Monday, Royal Cayman Islands police officers responded to a report of an incident leading to a single vehicle collision on Martin Road, Georgetown. It was reported that a vehicle had been traveling along Martin Road when an unknown person approached the vehicle with a firearm and fired at it multiple times. The vehicle sped off and subsequently left the roadway, colliding with a house on the roadside and receiving significant damage. Neither of the occupants of the vehicle sustained gunshot injuries. However, the driver of the vehicle was taken to the hospital for treatment for minor injuries sustained in the collision. The passenger of the vehicle was uninjured. This follows a report of shots fired near Wellis Cool Spot Saturday night. Two men were reported to have waved firearms during an altercation. The men involved left the location just before police arrived. Just before 9 p.m. that same night, officers got a report of shots fired in the vicinity of Whitman Seymour Road in Georgetown. Police report two people were injured during the incident and were later taken to the hospital for treatment for non-life-threatening injuries. Shanda Gallego, Radio K-Man News.
Civil servants are alerted to a WhatsApp scam circulating the island. The Chief Information Security Officer for Government issued a memo to staffers on Monday related to a, quote, potentially wide-scale attempt to compromise persons' WhatsApp accounts by abusing a legitimate feature within the product. The security officer has been informed of a few government employees who have either been targeted or whose accounts have been taken over. If you fall victim to this scam, your WhatsApp account will be taken over by the scammer, and they will be able to send messages to your contacts purporting to be from you. The WhatsApp account takeover scam involves you first receiving an SMS message, followed by a WhatsApp message involving a six-digit code. The memo says you should never forward the message and you should never click on the link. If you fall victim to the scam, you're encouraged to take immediate action by heading to the WhatsApp FAQ website that explains how to sort out stolen accounts. And reigning Miss Cayman Islands heads to Florida to compete on the Miss Universe stage next month.
Excited for, I think, is to see and meet all the other girls. I mean, fingers crossed that I will still get to interact with all of them, because obviously we're in very different times and we have to do safety first. But I think that would be really cool to be able to say I know someone from almost every country in the world. So that's exciting. I mean, I've been watching these girls on social media for months now, so it'll be exciting to finally meet them in person. And what I'm most nervous for is probably the long days. I mean, I'm doing long days now, but long days on my feet all day long, because you have to rehearse for majority of the day. You're standing up, you're walking, you're practicing routines, and there's a lot of pressure to get it right because you're going to be on TV. So that part is kind of what I'm nervous for.
The 69th Miss Universe competition takes place on May 16th at Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood, Florida. To stay up to date with Mariah Tibbetts, head to the official Miss Universe Cayman Instagram or Facebook pages. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio K-Man's newsroom.
BBC News with Debbie Russ. Ukraine's foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba has asked NATO for swift action to deter Russia in the face of a Russian military buildup on Ukraine's borders. After talks in Brussels with NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, Mr. Kuleba said direct support to strengthen Ukraine's defence would not be as costly as stopping a war and mitigating its consequences. Mr. Stoltenberg called the Russian build-up unjustified, unexplained, and deeply concerning. The German cabinet has approved a draft law to impose coronavirus measures nationally, which would override reluctant regional leaders. The measure will need approval by the German parliament. It would include a nationwide curfew at night. Chancellor Angela Merkel said the centralised measures would help contain the virus, with the number of active cases at around 250,000. A newspaper often critical of the Chinese government has promised to keep publishing after its printing press in Hong Kong was damaged in an attack. Four masked men broke into the printing plant for the Epoch Times in the early hours of Monday and used sledgehammers to smash up the machinery. The newspaper is linked to the spiritual group Falun Gong. BBC News.